views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Living Heaven on Earth. And I'm with my co-host today, Tom Lombrezo. And Tom has written a book called The Magic of Finding Love and Peace. And we're here to talk to you today about practical tools and tips on how to live in peace. Welcome back to the show, Tom.
Thanks, Cornelia. It's great to be here again.
Yes. And, you know, you and I have both written books on peace. I wrote a book called Peace, The Flip Side to Anger. And originally when I wrote that book, the title was called Peace is an Inside Job. And I ran into a friend of mine at the post office because I was talking about how I was really focusing on anger. Because the reason why I wrote my book is when I was communicating with Source, I was asking, what is it that causes war on this planet? How is it that we can shift that? And so I was writing a book about how to release the emotion of anger and assist people, myself included, because again, peace is an inside job, to assist with releasing our own inner war, our own inner conflict that we have, and release that energy, because we know that you can't be angry and be at peace at the same time. And so that's what we're here to talk today about, Tom, is how to live in inner peace. And so I'm curious as to how did you get the title of your book, The Magic of Finding Joy and Peace, Love and Peace? How did you get that title?
Well, it was a conversation between my wife and myself, Caroline, and we were trying to figure out the title. And we both believe our lives are filled with magic. And I think all of us have that potential. Living here on Earth is magic. Mm-hmm. And so that's how magic got in there. And we have experienced so many things about love that's how that got in there. So we were thinking, well, the magic of love, but you have to have peace, because that's the spiritual experience, is peace. If you haven't discovered that, you're not quite there. And so I don't see how a spiritual being can live in a state of war or strife. It has to be peace within itself. So we had experienced many, many things about peace. But at that moment, that word just came in and just fit the title just perfectly.
Yeah, because like you said, if you're having a spiritual experience, you can't really have a spiritual experience without peace, right? I mean, really, truly live peace. And right now at this time on the planet, it's we're bringing, ushering in the peace on Earth evolutionary cycle, where this is the first time ever in the history of the 26,000-year cycle that we have been here, that we are bringing peace in, one heart, one soul at a time, and it begins with each and every one of us. And so you have a peace practice, and what are your thoughts around how does one move into inner peace, and what is it that people can do? I'd love to hear your take on all of that.
I think the main thing is you have to sit down with yourself and really analyze yourself. It could take just 5 minutes, frankly, I think. But spend a little time with yourself to digest. How do you live each day? What are your thoughts each day? What are your problems? What do you have concerns about? What do you like? That kind of thing. And I think once you analyze yourself, for example, I did myself. I commuted to work, of almost an hour each way for many years. That is not a peaceful experience. So, one of the things you might analyze is, why am I doing that? Can I do something different? Can I find a job closer to home? Can I work at home? I mean, all these other things. When you analyze different parts of the way you live, you can make changes. Now, I think when you look at the issue of your life and negativity, what negativity is such a terrible thing for the individual. You're having aspects brought into your life of negative energies. You cannot live a life of peace with that negative energy in you. It might be a family member or a friend that's just rubbing you in the wrong way, or your boss, or you're having negative thoughts, that kind of thing. You have to analyze it and say, should I be doing that? Can I change myself into these matters? There's so many things that you can think about that you're doing versus what you could be doing in a different way, simply by choice. Because every day we wake up and we make choices, what we do, how we have breakfast, what we're going to wear, what we're going to do at work, what we're going to do when we get home, how we're going to take care of the family, blah, 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 all those things. So there are different ways to live. And we have been living a really great life of peace since 2012, when we experienced some very great positive energies. And it really ushered in a new period of time for us that negative things did not work for us any longer. We could not go to places that were negative feelings for us. We couldn't see friends that really weren't so much friends. They were negative influences, that kind of thing. And so we made changes. And some of them were not pretty. They were not easy to make. But we are in such a better place now. And to live within yourself, have that sense of peace, sense of gratitude and love, and all of those things, that is the best feeling. And so it all can be done. I'm not anybody special. Everybody can do this. It's about choice.
It is about choice. You touched on it when you were talking about having to make choices in your life, maybe to release toxic relationships or people that have negative energy. And you have to be willing, and you have to be courageous enough to choose peace and choose a life of peace. Because I remember there was a time when I was in drama, and there was a lot of drama. And it's like when you're a drama queen, or you're drama, and you're continuously looking for drama. And I used to think that peace was boring, actually. Okay, if I'm in peace, then everything is boring. There's really no drama. But when you think about it, being in peace, that's one of the highest vibrations that the physical body can be in, because that's the place where true healing begins, because you're so at peace. Your physical body is so at peace. It's so open. It's so receptive. And, you know, it's like when you're walking into a room and the room is tranquil and the energy is tranquil and you can really feel the vibration of peace, your physical body is relaxed, is absolutely relaxed. And that is the state that we want to be in all the time. We want to bring ourselves into that type of a vibration of relaxation where healing can happen, right? Wouldn't you agree with that, Tom?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I think, again, it gets back to choice. And these choices are not easy sometimes because we're trained, we're brought up to believe certain things, to live certain ways. And we're born into a family. We're born into an extended family. We're born into where we live and perhaps how we live. And it takes some effort to analyze, is this the way to live? And maybe we're born into a great situation. That's great. But maybe you weren't. And maybe you need to make a choice. There are so many instances you can actually read about virtually in every day in the paper or hear on the news about people that got into a conflict, sometimes ending in death, but a conflict, and that most of those conflicts did not have to be, but they came to be because those people, perhaps two people or more, continued to be together. They associated together or whatever, and perhaps one of them said, this is not good, but I don't know any other way. And so it does take courage. It does take some thought that what is it that's making me feel bad? That why can't I change it? And people obviously are unaccustomed to change many times, and change is difficult. It can be difficult, but the rewards are tremendous once you make it. So we've done this. We've gone through that. We've had family members that were not good for us. They're gone. We removed them. Friends that were not good for us. You know, friends that talk behind your back, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that don't have your best interest at heart.
No,
yeah.
They have their interest at heart.
Friends that are not choosing peace for themselves. But anyway, yeah. we're gonna take a quick break. And when we come back, Tom, we're going to tell everybody how to get your amazing book, because five lucky callers are going to get your book for free, or five people that will email you. We'll be right back. We'll take a quick break and be right back with Tom Lombroso.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. If you haven't been practicing active listening or not getting into some bad habits, it's a good idea to go back to the basics and remind yourself how to be a good listener. Here's an idea that might help. When your child comes to you with a story about her day, set aside whatever you're doing and give her your full attention. If you're in the middle of something that can't be put aside, tell her that you really want to be able to give her story your full attention and ask if you could continue the conversation at a specific time. So for example, this sounds like an important story and I'd really like to give it my full attention. Can we talk about it in 10 minutes when supper's in the oven? Active listening might sound like common sense, but often it's these simple skills that get buried in our parenting pack and easily forgotten or overlooked. Challenge yourself to practice this skill for a full week and see if you notice a difference in how much your child is sharing.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Charlene Hess is a redheaded powerhouse of energy, love, and light. As a hairstylist, personal trainer, and life coach, she empowers people to develop a deeper connection with themselves mentally, emotionally, and physically. Join Charlene the third Friday of each month on The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Get ready to experience your highest self, find your purpose, and discover your calling. You too can become unstoppable, shining your light and sharing your gift. Visit Charlene at charlenehess.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Raging Skillet Radio, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E learners.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and I'm talking with Tom Lombrezo. We're talking about peace. And Tom and his wife, Caroline, wrote a book called The Magic of Finding Love and Peace. And the first five callers, the first five emailers that will email Tom can receive a free copy of Tom's book at tom@whenangelstouch.com. And in the subject line, write a free book. And Tom's also going to include a photo that he took of the Divine Feminine. And there's an inscription that he is going to read to us and tell us what the inscription says, Tom.
Okay. It's beautiful. Well, let's describe the photo a little bit. It's on a cloudy day and it's overhead. And I don't know what it is. I take it. And the computer, when I downloaded it, had this beautiful female figure, long legs and arms, head, everything, just incredible. And what comes into your mind when you see it is it's so divine, and it's special, and it's feminine. So it's the divine feminine, and we know the divine feminine energies are coming into our planet. So the inscription on the back would be, "Behold the divine feminine within and around you. Honor the love that she brings to you. In reading this message, she blesses you infinitely with her love. Feel, receive, integrate this love deeply into your body. Live in peace within yourself and spread that peace throughout the world."
Beautiful. And that's what we're doing with today's show. We're spreading the peace throughout the world, and we're inspiring others to live peace and be at peace. And one of the things you and I were talking about during break, Tom, is how can people live in peace in the state of the world, the way that the world is today?
Well, let's talk about the state of the world. And I think most of us know it. We see it on TV. We read it in the papers. It's everywhere. We're born into it. We're raised into it, and it never ceases. But we have wars constantly. We've had, even right today, we have the Iraqi war. We have the Afghanistan war. We have the Syrian war, which is absolutely horrendous. 500,000 plus people have been killed of their own, by their own leader. And millions have had to leave their country into other countries. It's caused chaos in their country, but also in neighboring countries. So that's a terrible one, obviously. Somalia is a war. There's several wars going on in Africa and the Boko Haram and all those things. Such violence, death, wars in the Far East as well. So South America, they're all over. And then there's minor conflicts that go on constantly. So when you think about it, we don't know what peace is like. We don't have a TV that can say in the news. We had another glorious day of peace today. and all that means. And what it means is, what can you imagine a world where we're all creating things without war? We're creating love and peace and harmony on the planet, perhaps helping our animal neighbors and friends, our whole world made up of insects and other things that play all a part in why we're here. So much to accomplish. And of course, our connection with the divine, with the angels and so forth, all that we could be spending energy doing such positive things, helping each other. I mean, Lord knows you've got so many people on this planet that need help. And then we have a lot of people that have wealth and have time to do it. And there's a lot of wonderful people on our planet and give of themselves. But we still have a lot to do. And we have this background of constant conflict and war. It's really hard to think about it. I mean, think about the financial resources that have gone in from our country into the Iraqi and Afghanistan war. Billions and billions and billions of dollars that could have been, you know, here, helping people here or helping people across the world. So when you think about where we live every day and how we're bombarded by news of conflicts and war, not to mention the conflicts in our own country with, and you get it particularly if you have an iPhone or iPad or something like that, and you get the recent news is, you know, shooting in a school or a couple, a family shot each other. My goodness, such conflict. If we could eliminate that or even reduce it significantly, would be such a bonus for us as a human race. So that's the setting that we live in. Can we change that? That thing that we were born into? Can we do something different on a major scale? And it all begins, in my point of view, and perhaps yours, Cornelia, it starts with the individual.
Absolutely. You
know, we can do a lot, and people have done a lot in terms of protesting wars and so forth, and we gather together collectively. But I don't think it can have a lasting peace here unless we all are thinking and acting in a peaceful way.
Well, there's many of us, you know, like you're practicing peace. There's many people that are peace advocates that that are doing incredible things on the planet, like I said, and that are ushering in that peace cycle. I mean, that's what we came, you know, Gaia is moving into, Mother Earth is moving to a higher vibrational way of living and being. And this planet is complete with war. This is just not part of our evolution where we're going. It's part of an old cycle that's dying away, where we're harming each other and hurting each other. And part of the reason why I wrote my book, Tom, is because I talk about emotion, because that's the thing that I do, is I help people balance and heal their emotional core wounding. And when people get educated on that, people act on their emotions, if there's a school shooting or if there is somebody that is starting a violent act, it's always an act on an emotion. And when we can educate and create awareness around this emotional act that people are doing, is to release the emotion and not act upon it. So don't harm another. I mean, that's a universal truth and a universal law of the new earth, is do no harm onto yourself and do no harm onto others. And that's living in our integrity. And this is part of living in peace and being in peace, is taking that type of action. So even when you have a negative emotion and you harm yourself or do something to yourself, this is not okay. It's not part of our evolutionary awakening in today's world. And we're calling us to wake up and to take responsibility and live in integrity. Choose peace, practice peace, learn about what triggers us, release the triggers. And you mentioned it earlier, is doing kind things for yourself, doing kind things for others, doing kind things for animals. So there's so many ways, but it begins with each and every one of us, right? Because if every person, like you said earlier, chose peace, it's making that choice. You made the choice by writing your book. And your book is incredible. It's a very high vibrational book that has captured images of yours and Caroline's journey that talks about your spiritual journey. And if people are not believers in peace and angels and magic, they really should get your book because it has it all captured and you will become a believer. So, Tom, would you tell people where to get your book?
Okay. Well, you can email me at tom@oneangelstouch.com. And that's for a free book. And please include your mailing address because I can't send it to you otherwise. And I also pay for the postage. Now, after the free books are gone, you can go to my website, www.oneangelstouch.com. And on the homepage, you will see the book and you will see buy now and that you can purchase it for $25 off my website. So very easy.
Yes. And then they can also follow you on Facebook because you have quite an amazing Facebook page where you post angel and cloud cover, cloud photos at whenangelstouch.com Facebook. Facebook,
right.
whenangelstouch.com. Right. And then you also have some artwork that's for sale at your website at whenangelstouch.com, artwork, and you have it all listed there,
yeah.
And prices. You want to tell us a little bit about your artwork, Tom?
Well, I never thought I'd be a painter or an artist, but in 2007, I started painting all of a sudden when an energy came into my body and basically told me to paint.
Huh.
So strange. And I didn't know what to do except go ahead and buy the stuff and work at it. And I think it's divinely created because many times my hand is going where I'm not thinking. And it's being created and perhaps an angel is holding my hand. I don't know. But it's things get created and many things are beautiful. And most of my art is abstract, but it carries a lot of energy. And so if you have it in your home, you're carrying that energy into your home. So I hope that people embrace it and you can see it on my website.
Wonderful. We're going to take another break. We'll be right back with Tom Lombrezzo and we'll be right back.
Find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you. discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion. Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Living Heaven on Earth. And Tom and I are talking about peace today, how to live in peace in the midst of all the turmoil and the changes and the evolutionary changes and the war and everything that's going on outside. We're offering you tools and techniques and practices on how it is that you can live your life living in peace. First and foremost, by choosing peace to begin with, it comes down to making that choice of, I want to live my life in peace, and then maybe making necessary changes in your life that are not at peace. And so that's what you're saying, Tom, is to sit down and have a dialogue with yourself and find out exactly what's going on and where you're at, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I might add, I think most of us have been taught that our brains are the most important thing. That's where our intelligence is and creativity and so forth. And that's true. But our hearts are not revered as much, I don't think, on a broad scale of humanity. And that really... the heart is really our center. It is our power. It, in a way, it is our mind. Now, I'll give you an example. I know, and I'm sure everybody has gone through this, where you might be arguing with somebody. And the argument may elevate to a point where you start swearing some of the nastiest words there are. And once you do that, you pretty much cross the line. Because when the other person hears those words, they're not going to forget them ever coming out of your mouth. You know, it's like, this is who you are. You're saying those things to that other person, and they may be very insulting and so forth. So, particularly in today's society, we freely use these words. Well, my view is that's the brain working.
Mm.
The brain uses those words.
Mm-hmm.
The heart would never use them to cause such pain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the heart is so much more special. The heart is so much more intelligent that it knows not to abuse someone else this way. There are other ways, obviously, the heart would know, to resolve a conflict. The brain may not know that. So I know, you know, I've been in arguments before with people, and I know how I feel if I were to go too far, and how it would affect that person. Even if I hate that other person, I shouldn't be saying these things to them. is not a right thing to do, particularly if you're looking at the long-term relationships with somebody. Those drastic actions and words are something that will stick with someone that it's given to. So well, I really believe the heart, if you can put yourself into your heart and embellish your heart and start to think about what your heart would do in a situation, it wouldn't do these things. A heart would not go to war. A heart would not have these, kill somebody, in other words. The heart would not do that. It is so painful for the heart.
That's
speaking for the heart.
Speaking for the heart, that's part of the divine feminine energies that are coming in, because the divine feminine energy is not about war. It's not about conflict. That was all part of the old patriarchal environment that we are leaving behind, giving birth to the new era. And part of, you know, what you're talking about with the brain is that, you know, that's when we're doing harm or causing harm, whether that's verbal violence, you know, verbal communication, whether that's hurting someone, you know, whatever way, it's general from a bruised ego, and the ego is hurt. And we know that that's not the big picture, and that's also not the higher mind, and it's not the mind of God. The higher mind, your higher self, like you said, that's not what spirit would do. It's not what the heart would do. Is you're coming at it from a wounded place. And this is the reason why I'm saying learn how to process your emotions. What is this about for me? Why do I feel triggered? What is this relationship mirroring to me? What is this showing to me right now? What is this about for me? What am I releasing and letting go of? Because every time when we get into any kind of argument or anything with somebody and you get triggered, there's always an opportunity to release something old, something suppressed from the past out of your physical body, release that energy and let that go. Through the dialogue. What is this about? Because again, it's an emotion. It's an emotion. And people act on their emotions, which is why I wrote my book, Peace, the Flip Side to Anger. You can get that book on Amazon. And I want to give people tools. You can email me at radio@corneliastephanie.com and I will send you for free my 21-day peace practice, because it does take practice, wouldn't you say, Tom, to live in peace. It takes a daily practice, sometimes a moment to moment. And when we make peace our choice and sit down with ourselves every single day to let peace be the path, peace be the way, bring yourself into peace, and that it starts with you, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the thing is that we're not taught to be in a peaceful state. And that's kind of what I'm talking about today, is that we're ingrained with war and peace and conflict. You know, perhaps you are born into a larger family that there's constant conflict. And you have to see and live that conflict. And what do you bring from that? What are you thinking about? How do you grow up with that? So many families have that background, and how do they turn themselves around is the thing. And I think that's what we're talking about, is that information needs to get out to people. It's a new way of thinking, a new way of actually living each day. And I think some people might think, well, peace is kind of a silly thing to talk about, but it's not. It's really the better thing to talk about, much better to talk about than, you know, hurting somebody or going to war. Terrible things. And so peace, living in peace with each other in a community, in a city, in a town. Yeah. I mean, can you imagine it?
Peace is the highest vibration that we can live in. Living in peace, like I said earlier, when we live in peace, our physical body is at ease and is relaxed. So healing can happen. It's a place where when we're living in peace, the solutions to our problems become like magic. When we're living in peace, we're creative. There's a flow that's going on, and there's a way where we can express our love to each other when we're in peace. And it's a vibrational frequency that just brings about a harmony where everyone can relax and feel good. You know what it feels like when you are emitting a frequency of peace and you're around someone. Naturally, people will either stay in that vibration with you, where they're wanting to get on your wavelength. But if they're in conflict, they may not be able to handle it and they will leave simply because, you know, the vibration of peace is just not a vibration that they can hold. So that's another way, is you bringing the peace and being the peace bringer yourself. And that's what this planet is calling for all of us to take responsibility and make peace our action, make peace our way of living. And, you know, we're all being called to do that. And it's like you said, it's a choice.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, every day we have to make these choices of what we're going to do. And, you know, you might be working for a boss that you don't like and is bullying you, or your friends are bullying you or saying nasty things. Of course, we all grow up, like in high school and beyond, living in, might say, cliques of people. Mm-hmm. And some cliques are okay and some cliques aren't so okay. And if you're going to, and that's the choice. Are you going to follow a group of people that is, and the key word is follow rather than lead? You know, are you going to follow just because you want to be friends with somebody, or are you going to lead by making your own determination you want to be with that group or not?
Yeah. You can get Tom's book at, the first five emailers will get Tom's book at tom@whenangelstouch.com, and in the subject line, write free book. And you can also, he wants you to make sure to put your address so that that he knows where to send it to. And he's also including postage to mail it to you. So it's the first five people that email Tom at whenangelstouch.com. Also go to Tom's website at whenangelstouch.com and his Facebook page. There's lots of high vibrational messages and photos and clouds and the way that Tom sees the world through the eyes of an angel. It's always wonderful speaking with you. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Charlene Hess is a redheaded powerhouse of energy, love, and light. As a hairstylist, personal trainer, and life coach, she empowers people to develop a deeper connection with themselves mentally, emotionally, and physically. Join Charlene the third Friday of each month on The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Get ready to experience your highest self, find your purpose, and discover your calling. You too can become unstoppable, shining your light and sharing your gift. Visit Charlene at charlenehess.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Practice living in wholeness with the Body Tune-Up. Six classes for $89 designed for radical self-healing and self-regeneration. Heal the deepest root of any challenge. The mental body was programmed in negativity, not good enough, separate from source. You're too much, you'll never make it. The emotional body holds all the pain and trauma of emotional suppression, all the pain from this life and life's past. The spiritual body is the place you connect with your higher power, your higher self, with the image and likeness of the One. The physical body houses and expresses the other three bodies every day. Go to CorneliaStephanie.com. Evolve, become a practitioner. We need to heal, integrate, and bring into wholeness and harmony the physical body, addressing all the other bodies in order to live in our true, authentic nature.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We're talking about peace, and peace begins with me. Aloha begins with me. Love begins with me. And that's what we're talking about today, Tom, peace being an inside job. And we want to leave our audience today with practical tools and tips on what it is that we can do every single day to take us into inner peace.
Well, we could have a whole day talking about this, but I wanted to tell a short story. When I was at work one day, a man came in, very tall man compared to me, and over the counter, and I was supposed to help him with something, and he was just shouting and so angry. He felt that I worked for a government, and he felt that the government had hurt him in some way. And gave him a bad rap of something. And so I just let him shout. And I then said, when you're done shouting, then we can talk and I can help you.
Mm-hmm.
He shut up immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Someone had to tell him that shouting at me is not going to resolve the problem.
Right.
Let's talk about what the problem is and then I can help you. And once that was done and I helped him, he was happy.
Right.
And so I think we're taught, you know, that maybe we would be better off if we shouted someone down or pushed them around and so forth. It's not true. And so there are ways to change a situation into a peaceful one.
Mm-hmm.
And so to disarm the person that is violent or, you know, shouting or whatever it might be, that's a good example. But there are so many more things. All of us tend to carry some negative thoughts. We need to remove them, you know, as best we can. There's no need for the negativity in our mind. Try to have positive thoughts each day. Also, remove yourself from negative people and situations. And I know at some point, my wife and I felt really bad about walking into a couple of restaurants and bars we used to go to, and we don't like it anymore. And we just said, no, we're not going to go there. There's negativity, and you can feel it. I mean, I think we're all angels in a way, in that we have powers to feel and see.
Absolutely.
When we're in a negative situation or we're going to go into one, you know, go with your gut. And say, that's what we did. Okay, don't go in there anymore. It's not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth it. And there are a lot of people are around us that would love to take advantage of us, maybe more today than ever. And so you have to keep your wits about you and deal with people that are more positive for you. Don't be taken advantage of. There's no need to do it. Our lives are filled with noise, so much noise, TVs, radios, you name it, there's so much noise around us, cars, freeways. Silence is the antidote to the noise.
Tom, what's really funny about this is that I'm in Kauai right now, and one of the things I have found is how noisy it is, because there's just a lot of noise all around and all the places that I've been. And so, as a matter of fact, last week I was saying, my goodness, I would just love to find a hot air balloon somewhere and go in a hot air balloon, because, you know, going into a hot air balloon is probably one of the most silent things that you can do. I don't know if you've ever been in one, but going in a hot air balloon, it's really super silent, mm-hmm. right? Yes. And because there's a chickens gone wild here in Kauai. There's chickens everywhere. There's chickens and roosters. So I think it was back in the late 90s or late 80s, something like that, is when there was a hurricane here and the chicken coop broke. And so then the chickens got wild. And now there's as many chickens as there are humans, and they're everywhere. They're just everywhere. And so they're constantly making their chicken noise and the roosters. And it's like, oh my gosh. So very noisy. So yeah, I have been challenged to find my silence.
Yes. Well, it is a challenge in our world. I also want to talk about gratitude.
Oh, I love gratitude.
And of course, we can meditate to get closer to ourselves, but if we can put ourselves in a state of gratitude, and what I mean by that, because we're so busy in our lives, work and family and such, that if you could take even just 5 minutes a day and go to a place in your house or yard or somewhere and just sit or walk and realize the abundance of so much great things, from the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees. There's a song, right?
Yeah.
And there's so much goodness around mm-hmm. us if we were to take it in. Mm-hmm. But we're kind of prevented from taking it in because we're so busy. So you do have to force yourself to do this, and it's healthy to do it each day if you can. And to just realize it as a way of gratitude for your existence here. Because even if we have some bad things happening to us, we can get a little bit of goodness out of our planet and our surroundings and realize we're angels here, right? We're angels here, and we can realize the goodness that we've been placed into. So it's very healthy to do this, to be thankful for what we have, and each of us can be thankful. Frankly, I think people with a lot of money are at a disadvantage. Mm-hmm. And I've worked with a lot of people with a lot of money. They like to make more money.
Yeah.
And yet they're not as privileged as I am to be able to walk through a path of trees and shrubs and wildlife. They don't have time to embrace it because they're going after money.
Yeah.
And so there are so many ways to talk about how grateful you can be for your existence. It's not about making money. It really isn't. Yeah, we have to have some to survive, but we don't have to embellish ourselves into it in such a way. So those are some of the things. There's many, many more.
Yeah, and I love what you said about, you know, raising your vibration, and gratitude is an amazing place where we can practice peace, is raising our vibration, bringing in people. Even, like you said, even with the challenges, we can find the blessing in the challenges, and we can bless our lives instead of cursing our lives. We can bless each other instead of fighting each other. We can bless our finances. We can bless our relationships. We can bless our health. We can bless our work. We can feel grateful, because again, when we're expressing gratitude, it's a high vibration, and right away you can shift your paradigm and you can shift your reality. And I think that's actually a top piece peace tool is to practice gratitude. And so I really appreciate you writing your book, Tom. Let's tell everybody again where they can get it. They can send you an email at tom@whenangelstouch.com, and they can request their free copy of your book, The Magic of Love and Peace, for the first 5 callers. And in the subject line, write free book, include your address, and Tom will be happy to pay for the postage. You can go to Tom's Facebook page at whenangelstouch.com, and you can also take a look at his amazing website at whenangelstouch.com. He's got incredible artwork there. I thank you so much, Tom, for spending this hour with us and inspiring us to find ways to live in peace by just simple, practical tools that we can do each and every day to raise our vibration and to bless our lives, to bring peace into our physical bodies, into our existence for the time that we're here. And it's part of our responsibility as stewards of this land to bring peace now, isn't it? And we're all capable and able to do it. You said it many times, and that is to choose peace.
Yes, choose peace. Use your heart, choose peace.
Thank you so much, Tom, and we'll see you again next time, and have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Namaste.
Namaste. Take care.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.